Today's Mishnah in Masechet Olot, Perek Tes Zayin, Kol HaMitatul Mevin Et HaTumah Ka'ovi HaMardea. Wow, we had a lot of discussion about that. So anything that can be moved is going to be able to, this is really weird, because remember an Ovi HaMardea, Mardea is something that you use as a goad, it's an ox goad, right? So it does not have a tefach in its diameter. It only has a tefach in its circumference, which means that, whoa, it's only like a third of a tefach. So I don't understand how in the world it's going to be maybe a satuma. But as we saw before, even though midiraisa, of course, it can only be maybe a tuma with a tefach, but the rabbanon were geizer, that people will confuse, at least this is the way the Tanakham understands it, people will confuse the diameter with the circumference. And if we would say that it was tohar, even though you were carrying this thing, and they would say, well, what do you mean? Doesn't it have a tefach in the circumference? So they will think that things that actually have a diameter of a tefach are also not going to be metame. And because of that, we're metame anything that was under it. Omer Rabbi Tarfon, that is ridiculous. Akapachet banai, I'm ready to swear on the life of my children that this halacha is totally weird. I'm ready to be mavater on my children because this halacha is a mavuter halacha. It's mukupachet. Cut it out. Anything that's less than a tefach cannot possibly be an ohel because of a gezerah of the circumference with diameter. Who's stupid enough to confuse circumference and diameter? What happened over here? Yes, I can tell you what happened and how you got confused into thinking that that's the halacha. What happened is Shashama Shomea Vita'a. Somebody heard the psak and made the absurd assumption that the halacha was that the rabbanon were gozer on something that has a circumference of a tefach to be the equivalent of the diameter of a tefach, but that's not what happened. I'll tell you what happened. You know how the entire time we've been learning olos, we've been careful to make a difference between ma'ahil and ohel, right? The din of ma'ahil has nothing to do with how wide a tefach is. Ma'ahil means radiation. Now, you can have the smallest thing that is royal kabal tuma. If it is zapped by the radiation of the tumah, which is bokat va'ola bokat yored, it is going to become tame. Now, just because it's going to become tame doesn't mean that if something was underneath it and another kli is on the other end of it, that it's going to be maybe a satumah. That's a completely different din. That's a din of tumas ohel, not a din of tumas mahil. And you remember the differences that we made. There was machlokas, whether you can even mitzarif the two. Is ma'ahil considered to be nogea? All those earlier machlokas that we had in the beginning of the Masechet about the tzirah. That's exactly what happened over here, says Rabbi Tarfon. Somebody got confused between a ma'ahil and an ohel. And what happened, therefore, was a guy is walking along. Here's a farmer calmly walking, and he's over in the street drinking his coffee, and he's got a mardea al ktefo, and he's carrying on his shoulder, he's got these mardea, right? Now, as he walks along, he doesn't realize here that the end of his mardea went right over a kever. So the Chachomim said to him, hey, buddy, you are tummy, because you touched something that was a kli, that was mitame from a mate. So he was tame mishum kelim ma'ahilim ala mate. So everybody is made, obviously. Midiraisa, it doesn't have to be a tefach. Mahil, of course, he's a mahil. Now somebody heard about this. The guy comes home and he says, oh, they told me that I'm tame. And he thought that the reason that he became tame was because the mardat brought the tumah from the kever along the mardat, which was not a tefach, and was mahil on the guy who was carrying it, and that's why he was tameh. And that's not true. He was tameh simply because of maga, but obviously a mardea is not wide enough to be an oyal. So it was simply a mistake. That's what happened, says Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says, I agree with you, in part. I agree with you, there's certainly no standing gezeira that something that is round and has a tefach in its circumference is going to be confused with something that has a diameter of a tefach. That's ridiculous. But you have to take into consideration, because there is a possibility for something to actually be metame you in this fashion. And I want to fix the Mishnah so that the Mishnah makes sense as you read it, but I'll explain it, okay? I'm Rabbi Akiva. So I'm going to change the Mishnah a little bit so that we can understand it. So basically, they never said, like Reb Tarfon said, they never said that because it has a hekefo tefach, or memel, it's the equivalent of having a tefach. But what they did say was that shiyu kol hametaltalim mevi inetatuma al adam hanosan ba'ovi hamardeya. They said that anybody who's carrying something and moving along, and he indeed walks by a kever, and this mardeya is over the kever, and the halacha is that he should not, unless he's mamish touching it, if he's just, it's just on his beged, since he did not touch it, so then midiraisa, he's only a rishon. There's no way that he's going to become tameh for shivas yomim in this case, because even if it becomes an avia vota tuma, let's say it's metal according to those who hold it has to be metal, or it's any kind of kli according to those who hold it doesn't have to be metal, but then his beged, which is a kli, becomes an avatuma, and then when he touches that, he becomes only a rishon l'tuma, and because of that, he should not be tameh shivas yomim. The problem is that the chachamim were worried that people will think the opposite. People will think that he became tameh because of the fact that he was in an oil. And therefore, they will think that if you're mekabel tumas oil, you're only mekabel tuma for one day, as if you're not an actual nogea b'mate. So because of that, they said, you know what? We can't afford that kind of error. So therefore, we will tell people that even though it's metaltalin, it is going to make him tameh for shivas yomim as if he's an avatuma. Now, if he had been touching it, he really would have been an avatuma. So it's not that much of a gezeira, you see. So in order to avoid that confusion, the chachamim made that gezeira. But it only applies to somebody who's carrying it. It's not a gezeira that something that is a circumference of a tefach is metameh. It's a gezeira that if you're carrying something that is a tefach in the hekef, it's metame. That's the point. Why? Because in that case, it's very possible that you really are an avatuma. And we want to make sure that people don't make a mistake of thinking that the reason you became tame was because of the din of the ayal. And therefore, that could lead to all kinds of ridiculous conclusions. But they certainly never said that stam, an object that you're not carrying, that that's going to be metame as an oil. Of course, there's no such din. So therefore, the din is, if you're carrying something, yes, on something that itself was ma'il on a mace, it doesn't matter. Al atzman bekoshein, obviously. But is something to be an oil, to be mevi tuma on other people or on other things? Al shara dam v'geli? That's only bepoteach tefach. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva brilliantly did, is he was mekayim the Mishnah, but it makes sense, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Tarfon and his objection, in the case where it's limited to the person who's carrying it. So we have a beautiful incorporation of our original pshat and Rabbi Tarfon's pointing out how absurd that is.